For those whose eyes would see, render them in faith to thee. For all those seeking peace, in thy arms all strife shall cease. In me the agony you bear, nothing can impair the perfect love I bring in a simple offering. In me the agony you bear, nothing can impair the perfect love I bring in a simple
song that, if we had a song to pick that has been the most influence to the audiences we've played to this year, I think all the guys would pick on this one. It's meant a lot to our group personally. And more than that, a lot of young people have identified with it, and it's helped them with their daily life. It features Sherman, so maybe he's got a few words to say about it.
I'd just like to say that, as Joe said, we're just extremely happy to be here, and you know, God has really blessed us just to be in a place like this with so many people who really know what we're singing about. And you know, we've had a lot of fun tonight, you know, talking about different things and having fun, just as what you call good, clean fun, the type of fun that we Christians can have more than anybody else. But if we really wanted to really leave you a message, this song would just sum it up. The reason we can have fun, the reason we enjoy life so much, and the reason we seem so happy is because we actually are. Because Christ is in our lives, and he's given us joy and peace and happiness. Not the joy that the world can give you, because that only lasts a little while. But when you really are in the will of Jesus Christ, he can just take you from one plateau to another. He just keeps taking you higher and higher. And the beautiful thing about it is you don't have to come down from this joy. Even in the midst of turmoil, you can have peace within because you've really given your heart to Christ, and you know he's going to help you over those rough spots. In Los Angeles at Teen Challenge, I had a chance to see drug addicts, alcoholics, and just all sorts of people find that joy and that peace and that happiness that I'm talking about tonight. And one young man in particular told me, he said, Sherman, all of my life I've been searching for the answer. He said, and I tried to find peace and happiness. I tried to find a reason for living through drugs. He said, but little did I know it was He was right in front of me all the time. I'd heard about it all my life. I've heard about Jesus, but I hadn't accepted him. But he says, since I've accepted him, I have all that I've been searching for and more besides. So tonight, if there's somebody out there who doesn't really have the victory, you're living beneath your privilege because Christ wants you to have that victory. And all you have to do is just reach out and touch Jesus and let him make you higher than you've ever been before.
remember how it was. I used to worry almost every day, but something's made me higher than all the words I could say. So take my hand, just let me tell you about new life and so much more. 'Cause Jesus made me higher than I've ever been before. Now I can love, oh, I know it's from within. There's no need to hide anymore. Listen, all of my brothers, and we can all begin to love one another like we never have before. Oh, take my hand, just let me tell you about new life and so much more. Oh, because Jesus made me higher,
made me higher
than I've ever been. Made me higher,
made me higher
than I've ever been before. Oh, yeah. Jesus made me higher,
made me higher
than I've ever.
Out there know him. If you really know Jesus, just say, praise the Lord. You know, it's no harm to praise Jesus. You know, he doesn't get mad at you. He loves the praise of his people. He's just like a good father, and when he can see his children, right now he sees his children down in Richmond, Indiana, praising him, and he smiles and he says, you know, I kind of like that. Jesus, the master of this world, talking about love. If you really want to love, if you really want to really win people for Christ, just let Jesus love through you. Because on our own, we're helpless. But through Christ, he can just fill your heart with that love that people can just see and identify with. And he can just love us in to him. And then you'll be able to say like us, now I can love, oh, I know it's from within. There's no need to hide anymore. Listen, all my brothers and sisters, and we can all begin
to love one another like we never have before.
Jesus made me higher,
made me higher
than I've ever been before. Oh, yes, Jesus made me higher,
made me higher
than I've ever been.
He worked in a carpenter shop until he was 30 years old. And then for 3 years, he traveled around the country, stopping long enough to talk and listen to people and help where he could. He never wrote a book. He never had a hit record. He never went to college. He never ran for public office. He never had a family or owned a house. He never did any of the things that usually accompany greatness. He had no credentials but himself. But when he was only 33 years old, the tide of public opinion turned against him, and his friends all rejected him. When he was arrested, very few wanted anything to do with him. After the trial, he was executed by the state, along with admitted thieves. Only because a generous friend offered his own cemetery plot was there any place to bury him. This all happened 19 centuries ago, and yet today, he is the leading figure of the human race, the ultimate example of love. Now it is no exaggeration to say, all the armies that have ever marched, all the navies that have ever set sail, and all the rulers that have ever ruled, all the kings that have ever reigned on this earth, all put together, they've not affected the life of man on earth like this one solitary life.
Point at me. me when it's my turn.
Oh, happy day. 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 Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Ah, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
When my Jesus was.
When Jesus was.
Oh, when he was.
When Jesus was.
When my Jesus was.
When Jesus was.
Oh, he was passing away.
Oh, happy day.
Come on, boys, help me now.
Oh, happy day.
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 When my Jesus was.
When Jesus was.
When my Jesus was,
when Jesus was,
oh, he was passing away.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day. Jesus behind. He was.
Oh,
he was that way. He was that way.
My Jesus was,
when Jesus
was, oh, when he was,
when Jesus was,
when my Jesus was,
when Jesus was,
he was passing away.
Oh, happy day.
Come on now, you try, guys.
Oh, happy day. Ain't gonna be a sad day.
Happy day.
Just gonna be a glad day.
I'm feeling everybody.
Oh,
day.
Happy day.
How to do it. Thank you. Thank you.
come back to earth. Jesus, Jesus, come back to earth. Well, I said, Jesus, 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 won't you come back to earth? We're waiting on you, Jesus, 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 come back to earth.
Save us from the marijuana.
Jesus, Jesus,
save us from the things we
Jesus,
say.
Jesus,
save us from the people.
Jesus, Jesus,
that the world is okay. Save us, save us, hallelujah.
Please, Jesus, from the fighting day. From the segregation
and the love of death. Save us, save us,
Jesus, sweet Jesus, Jesus, won't you come back to earth? Mary's baby Jesus,
Jesus,
Jesus, come back to earth. Let me say that one more time. I said Jesus,
Jesus,
oh Jesus, Jesus, won't you come back to earth? We really love you, Jesus,
Jesus,
Jesus, come back to earth.
The destruction of
Jesus,
love,
Jesus,
the destruction of
Jesus,
happiness,
Jesus,
the destruction of
Jesus,
freedom,
Jesus,
the destruction of the world. Save us, save us, and you've got a mighty
save us from the devil.
Oh, save us from Satan. Save us from hell. Save us, save us.
Jesus, 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 won't you come back to earth? Oh, we're waiting on you, Jesus.
Woo.
Jesus, Jesus, come back to earth. Na 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 na.
I want to talk to you a little while tonight. I want to talk to you about a man that probably all of you have heard of. But we want to know, do you really know him? We're not talking about a head knowledge, but we're talking about from the heart, a heart knowledge. Have you had a relationship with him? And we're talking about, the song says, Jesus, come back to earth. And if you know anything about him, he promised that he was coming back again to take us all back with him, those of us who've been waiting on him and living for him. And I can just imagine in my mind that there are people all over the world looking to the skies right now. They don't have to be looking to him in the physical sense, but in their hearts, they're just thinking about that day when he's gonna come back in all of his power and all of his glory to take his children back home with him. Now, if you're not living for him, I can understand you're being kind of sad about that, and I can understand you're not being too eager to say, Jesus, come back to earth. But if you're ready to meet him, then you can sing it along with us. Let me hear you sing with us now.
Jesus, Jesus, won't you come back to earth?
Do you love him? Sing it louder.
Jesus,
Jesus, come back to earth.
Sing it like you mean it from the depths of your heart.
Jesus,
oh yeah.
Jesus, won't you come back to earth?
He's smiling down on you now.
Jesus, Jesus, come back to earth.
Sing it again.
Jesus, won't you come back to earth?
Oh, we're waiting on you,
Jesus. Jesus, come back to earth.
This is what we wanted to save us from.
Save us from the marijuana.
Jesus, Jesus.
Save us from the things we
Jesus,
say.
Jesus.
Save us from the people
Jesus,
think.
Jesus.
That the world is okay. Save us, save us.
Hallelujah. Please, Jesus.
From the fighting nation.
Ooh, from the segregation.
And the love of death.
Oh,
save us, save us.
Jesus,
oh, Jesus.
Jesus, won't you come back to earth?
Ooh, the rose of Sharon, Jesus.
Woo. Jesus, Jesus.
Sometimes we have to mourn. Listen to this. This is what we do.
Na 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 na.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Did you ever hear God speaking to you? Saying, I've got a job to do, and I should be needing you if it ever gets done. I've got a song around the world to ring, a song for every man to sing, of the joy that Christ can bring. Like he's brought it to you, like he's brought it to you. Well, I have heard God's voice, and I've made my final choice. I'm gonna sing his song. Won't you sing along?
Oh, won't you sing along?
Won't you sing along? Did you ever hear God speaking to you? Saying, I've got a job to do, and I'll sure be needing you if it ever gets done.
Yeah.
I got a song for the world to ring, a song for every man to sing, of the joy that Christ can bring, like he's brought it to you,
like he's brought it to you.
Well, I have heard God's voice, and I've made my final choice. I'm gonna sing his song. Won't you sing along?
Won't you sing along?
Won't you sing along?
Won't you sing along?
Did you ever hear God speaking to you?
Won't you speak to me?
Saying, I've got a job to do, and I'm sure needing you if it ever gets done.
If it ever gets done.
If it ever gets done.
Sure be needing you. If it ever gets done.
The last thing I'm best will do.
If it ever gets done.
Sure be needing you.
Never gets done.
wish there was a way that that we could reverse things sometime, and you could be up here and we could be out there, just so we could let you know how you make us feel. We came here tonight, you know, with a big bus and a lot of equipment and a bunch of boys that wanted to sing and pick, wanted to tell you about what's happened to them through their music and through their testimonies. But the whole thing would have been in vain if it wasn't for you. You've really made it happen here tonight, and we love you and thank you very much for it. This has been a great year for the Imperials, our greatest. It's so great that we've traveled about, by the end of our tour, the almost 300 days we've been away from home and on the road, singing. We're gonna slow down next year a little bit and enjoy our families a little more. We're gonna do our television and our personal appearances, but we're not gonna be gone from home so long. I don't think you can blame us for that. But you know that every day we're confronted with decisions. Decisions, decisions. Get one of those Excedrin headaches number 49, you know, and don't know how to cope with some things. You know, you go to a restaurant and you get a menu, you know, and you gotta check it out and decide. And if you're in school, you got the multiple choice thing to go through, you know. And if you're like me, a very careless driver, only because I don't watch where I'm going, I'm always getting lost and I usually make the wrong turn, you know. I'd like to say that if you're not a Christian, you've never made the most important decision, and that's to accept Christ, you know, and ask Him to come into your life. And it's probably the most simple decision you've ever made, and yet you never did it. I'm sure that, I'd say 80% of everyone in this audience is a Christian, and that you've made a decision for Christ. You've asked Him at one time or another, say, wow, what a sinner I am. And I ask you to come into my life and just guide me and show me every day what to do. Because if you don't, I'm gonna stumble and fall, take the wrong road, make the wrong choice, and I'll be doomed eternally. We've all made a decision in our lives. We'd like to sing a song. And if you've made the same decision, maybe you can join along with us. It's a great song. Let's share it together. Now think about it.
To follow Jesus, no turning back, no turning back.
Sing with us now. Go none, go with me.
while you sing, I have decided. Let's hear it.
Jesus, tonight we thank you for all that has transpired here tonight. Lord, we know that somebody out there has decided to follow you. And we pray, Lord, that even those who did not make a decision, outward decision, Lord, we know that they made a decision in their hearts. And we pray, Lord, that you'd be with them and that you would just continue, Lord, to just use them, Lord, and then draw them ever closer to you. Lord, we thank you for all that you've done tonight. We thank you for the presence of your Holy Spirit, oh God, and we're not trying to take any of the glory or any of the honor away from you, Lord. We came here to praise and lift up your name, and we give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor. And we pray, Lord, that everyone who's been here tonight, Lord, everyone who's here, we pray, Lord, that you would just not let them rest, Lord, but just let them come closer to you, Lord, and just use them and let this night stand out in their lives as a night that they have really, indeed, decided to follow you. We ask that you'd be with us as we leave this place, Lord, and bring us back together at your appointed time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Good night, everybody, and thank you very much. Can you say good night to us?
Good night.
Thank you. You've been a great help. Thank you. We love you very much.